We have $100,000 that the city puts away every year, and we have community partners that come and they apply. Some are matched and some are not. There were 5 projects that were awarded the matching from the city. The total dollars that were used were $51,000, so we have a remaining of $49,000 additional dollars that people could still apply if they have a project that we see that is helpful for the community. It's community project. So there will be a mural that will be painted on 209 Sibley Street. And then next winter, fall winter, the Downtown Association, they had an application. So we'll see more light on Sibley Street and Oliver's Grove on the buildings and the trees. So that's always exciting. The Hawks asked for a expansion and roof replacement for their concession stands, which are going to allow them to have more product, just be a little more usable. And then the HEP organization, the Environmental Protectors, they just requested for some dollars for portable signs. And then pickleball. We all love our pickleball courts. If you've driven by, you'll see the pickleball courts are on one side and tennis courts on the other. So they've requested for some help for windscreens and picnic tables and some signage. They asked for $10,900 and they're providing $2,500 in matching funds. So, you know, all these projects are great. Of course, there were a couple that were denied, but we found ways to give them some financial assistance through other areas of the city, which LaDuc was asking for some maintenance stuff. Well, that's part of our city building, so we just put that into our budget. They didn't need to apply for that. So, yeah. It's all good, and, you know, I love when projects come forward like this because we want our community to be engaged with us. I mean, we work really well together, and this is just another avenue. I'm going to have to give kudos to Mark Vaughn because he's no longer on our council, but Mark really pushed for this quite a few years ago when he was on council, but it didn't come to fruition until afterward. So I always like to give Mark a pat on the back because he really was the one who wanted to push this through.